Blog Talk Radio.
And all access is all inclusive.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. Thanks for taking some time. A salute and a very proud thank you to all those veterans who serve this country, all those people in the armed forces protecting us so we can kind of go about our everyday business. Today we have a very special player. He's Brandon Bostic from Newberry College, the Wolves. Brandon, thanks for taking some time. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good, Bo. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. We appreciate you, you know, taking some time. You got one more collegiate game tomorrow against Brepford. What's that like going, knowing that you got one game left and your college career is kind of winding down?
To be honest, it hasn't really hit me yet. I guess it hit me tomorrow after the game's over, but I think it's going to be a pretty good game. I think we'll go out on top and finish my senior year strong. It's time to finish it off for the seniors, all the people that have been here throughout this process with me.
Yeah, definitely. And talk a little bit about, I mean, you're a big wide receiver. You're 6'4", close to what, 245 right now?
Yeah, I'm about 6'4", 245.
That's a big receiver. And for the people listening, I mean, you set an ASC, South Atlanta Conference record last year. You had 322 yards in one game. Three of those 11 catches went for touchdowns, so you're very explosive. I know last week you had 9 catches for 132 yards and 2 touchdowns against Lanier Ryan. I mean, big numbers. You're a big body. Obviously, I mean, you're probably on that NFL radar. How's this final year been for you as a player, kind of dealing with I'm sure, like, scouts coming and seeing you and probably agents giving you a shout-out to kind of fill you out? What's this like, you know, from previous seasons, knowing that there's another, you know, another level to get to after this year?
Well, to be honest, I just try to stay focused and try to play my games, let all the other stuff take care of itself, but I just try to go out every Saturday, do the best I can for me and my team and just try to come out on top, but sometimes it doesn't work that way. So I just try to get back, doing what I'm doing, just keep playing hard. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, Newberry's 3-6 on the year, and they play their final game tomorrow at home. Brandon, I'm curious, I mean, you know, going into this season, I know we talked yesterday, you know, you had some offensive changes, a little bit of difference in philosophy. As a player, I mean, and, you know, knowing that there's so much, you know, surrounding how your stats are going to look and, you know, things of that nature. I mean, how the adjustments of going through this year compared to the last, how's it been for you?
I don't think it's been that much different. Same plays with different person calling them, but it's the same stuff. So I just try to do what I can for the team. Just like about my stats and stuff, I don't really worry about my stats. I just try to play, let that take care of itself. But that's about it.
Nice. And for that, I know that there's not going to be many people that say, hey, I got to see Brandon Bostic play at Newberry. I mean, for the folks listening out there, I mean, obviously you're a big body wide receiver, but I mean, you know, if we put you in an NFL uniform, who are you going to kind of remind us the most with your style of play and, you know, who would you remind us of that plays in the NFL today?
I'd like to say Andre Johnson.
Nice. Nice. Big, powerful, fast, strong.
Yeah,
that's definitely one of the finer guys you're going to find in the NFL. And I'm curious, I mean, when you started, I mean, were you a receiver kind of in high school? Was this a change of position? I mean, when you kind of started, you know, your football career at Pee Wee, high school, et cetera, I mean, did you play the offensive side all the time? Or, you know, how did you kind of land where you're at now?
First of all, I started off at running back in, like, middle school. So I changed from running back, then I went to linebacker. So I played linebacker until about 8th grade until about – I'll say 10th grade, and my 11th grade year was my first time playing wide receiver. I've been playing ever since.
Nice. And you ended up in Newberry. I mean, were there any other college chasing you? I mean, kind of how did you end up where you're at now?
Yeah, I had a lot of D1 schools looking at me and stuff, but I didn't qualify academically, so I had to come to Newberry. So that's how I got here.
Who were some of the big D1s following you?
I had Maryland, Virginia Tech, let's see. A lot of ACC schools, I don't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah. You're from what? You're from South Carolina, correct?
Yes. Florence, South Carolina, yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Once again, Brandon Bostic, the wide receiver from Newberry College, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. We appreciate him taking some time. And as always, if you catch this show late, simply go to www.nfldraftbible.com. You can listen to this show in its entirety. You can download a podcast, whatever you wish. You can also find it on iTunes. Brandon, I'm curious. I mean, moving forward, you know, you got one game left. I mean, I know we touched on it right at the beginning of the show, but, I mean, there's no sentimental moments prior to what might go on tomorrow? Like, you know, this is the last time you might play this team or, you know, the last time you're on a road trip or anything like that?
Not really. This is the last home game for me, last game here at Newberry. So I think it's going to be a bittersweet moment when the game's over for me and my fans and my family and stuff. So I guess we'll see tomorrow.
Nice. And, a lot of family coming up tomorrow to see the game?
Oh, yes. A lot of my family from Florence and some people from Pennsylvania coming.
Nice, nice. So, is that something your family gets to see you play a lot, or is this kind of a, you know, once a season type game, or, I mean, does your family, you know, are they available to close enough to see you play all the time?
Oh, yeah. My parents come to most of all the games. It's only like an hour away from home, so I try to make all of them.
Nice, nice. And that's got to be nice, kind of nice knowing that mom and dad are in the stands every week.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it is.
Excellent. Excellent. And I'm curious, I mean, sometimes you get labeled as a wide receiver, any position. I mean, if you're a safety, you can play in the box, but you can't cover. You know, if you're a deep threat, you're not a possession guy. Is there any part of your game that you kind of get overlooked, something that because you do something particularly well, and there's something that, you know, when guys watch game film, they might not take notice of?
I like to say my quickness, like off the ball and stuff. You don't really see people pushing me around and stuff. And most times I'm a lot faster than DBs, but I guess it doesn't look like it because I'm so big than everybody.
And, I mean, yeah, being that big body, I mean, 6'4", 245, I mean, what's the last 40 that you ran, what did it come out at?
I ran a 4.49 and a 4.53.
Wow. Those legit, man? 4.4, that's flying for that size.
Yeah, they're legit.
Definitely. Wow, man. You're definitely going to get the attention of a lot of people posting those kind of numbers. That's yeah. Outstanding, 4.49, 4.45. Excellent stuff. Brandon, I'm curious as well. I mean, with so much, you know, with the NFL on the, is that the next desire on your heart to kind of go after and, you know, pursue the NFL career?
Yeah, it is. It's been a lifelong dream for me. And it's, I think it's finally going to come true when I get this after the season and start training and stuff. I think I'll be able to make a roster somewhere.
Nice. And growing up as a little boy, I mean, if you're in the backyard, I mean, what was that backyard guy? Who was that guy that you kind of wanted to be and grow up to play like?
I always wanted to be Randy Moss.
That's another good one. Yeah, if there's anyone you want to pick, Randy. You got soft hands like Randy? I don't think there's anyone that can catch a ball like Randy. It just always, no matter how the ball was thrown, it always just seemed to land so soft in his hands.
Yeah,
definitely. Randy, another fine one. I'm curious as well. I mean, you pay a lot of attention to, like the NFL guys. I mean, on a Sunday, you're going to watch a lot of NFL football. Or you just kind of, you know, just a day to relax and kind of get away from the game.
Yeah, I watch a lot of football on Sunday. Most of the times, they always show the Carolina Panthers, so I always watch Cam Newton play.
Yeah, you could be playing with Cam Newton. Could you imagine? Could you outrun a Cam Newton throwing ball?
I don't think I could.
excellent stuff. And I mean, this is a big year. It's your final year. You got the NFL. I mean, but you don't have to say who called you, but what was it like the first time, like, an agent calls and shows interest in you and knowing that you're kind of on that radar that people, you know, they think you're good enough where they want to invest in you?
Yeah. Well, first call I ever got, I was on the field during the summer working out, and I had his voicemail. I didn't know who it was from. I didn't know what the number was. And the guy was just telling me stuff, and I didn't really believe it until I called him back and started talking to him and stuff. So then it really hit me that I needed to, like, start going harder, start training harder, start trying to be the best I can be. So ever since then, I've just been trying to get better and better each day.
That's excellent. And do you have any buddies, I mean, teammates or, you know, friends, family, anyone like that that's kind of at the next level that you can kind of lean on, or you kind of, you know, this is all new to you as you go through this process?
Yeah, I got a couple people. We had a safety here, Ron Parker. He plays for the Raiders, I think. cornerback Kamal McElwain. He just signed with the signed practice squad with the Saints, and also Quentin Demps, a safety from safety that plays for the Texans. So I try to just get a lot of feedback from him, like what's it like, and like stuff I need to work on and stuff. So I try to keep in touch with them, learn from them.
Nice. And I mean, after your final game tomorrow, I mean, Thanksgiving, the holidays roll around. I mean, share with the listeners. I mean, you know, what's going to be going on in your life? I mean, what are your plans after that?
After tomorrow, I'll probably sit down with my family, select the agent, then select the training facility, and probably get back to work and start trying to get in shape for the combine and pro day and stuff.
And yeah, also, you know, Brandon. Oh yeah, you know, I can't wait to get you back on the show once you select a place to start working out at. I can't wait to talk to you because I'm sure you're in peak physical condition now. I'm sure you don't got much body fat on you. But I just can't wait because all the guys we get on the show after you guys start training, it's just like you go through a whole nother transformation. Like you can't believe how physically fit you have become. You know, I always tease the guys, like, how much time do you spend looking in the mirror? And they kind of giggle and they're like, yeah, I spend a little bit more time in the mirror because the transformation of the body is just surreal, really. You know, I mean, you're 245 right now. You're going to be like 255, but you're going to be running a 4.2. It's crazy, but you know. And that big, I mean, would you be comfortable? I mean, I don't know if, you know, NFL teams have kind of approached you. I mean, is there any chance? I mean, would it be wide receiver at the next level or you know, would that tight end be a possibility?
To be honest, bro, I don't really care what I play. I'll do anything, whatever, get me on the roster, you know.
Long snapper.
I'll do whatever, bro.
Yeah, excellent. Well, hey, Brandon, we appreciate you taking some time. I would love to just follow you kind of as you go through this path and follow your journey as you make, you know, your path towards the NFL draft. And we appreciate you taking some time. It's Veterans Day once again. A very special thank you to all the veterans out there. And, hey, best of luck tomorrow in your home finale, your final game. Wish you the best. Hope you get some, you know, get that victory. I'm sure that would be the biggest thing, wanting to go out of your collegiate career with a win and then move on to bigger and better things.
Sure.
Thank you. And once again, that is Brandon Bostic, the wide receiver from Newberry College. Big athlete, fast athlete, one of the kids that you want to keep your eye on, and he's definitely going to be on the NFL radar. And that's what we do. We bring you the NFL stars of tomorrow. We bring them to you today on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. He had the South Atlanta Conference record with 322 yards in one game. That happened last year. 6'4", nearly 245. He could run a 4.49. It's Brandon Bostic, Newberry Wolves wide receiver. We appreciate him taking some time. And once again, we wish him the best of luck tomorrow. Hopefully he can get that home win and celebrate with his family as he ends his 2011 football season and then moves on to bigger and better things. Once again, as always, we appreciate you listening. It's Veterans Day, 11-11-11. All those armed force people, God bless you. We appreciate you. We can't say it enough. Words that can't carry how thankful we truly are. I appreciate you listening. Again, if you caught the show late, just go to www.nfldraftbible.com.